Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis, editor of Awakening Clarity, and I want to talk to you today about something that's really serious. Now, I come up here and I come on here and I laugh a lot and I joke a lot, stuff like that, and I always try to tell something that's true and meaningful. But today I'm just going to just skip the jokes and all that and go straight to that which is meaningful and helpful to us on our spiritual journey. I want to talk to you about forgiveness. Because forgiveness may not be necessary in order to have an initial awakening, but you can bet your life it's going to be important if you're planning on staying awake. In other words, if you're planning on having this awakeness be ongoing. There's no such thing as permanent awakeness, but there's ongoing awakeness. There is abiding awakeness, and there is embodied awakeness, and we can't have any of those things if we don't have a very, very good understanding of our part in things and this a very openness to forgiveness. And that's to others and to ourselves as well, because and I understand all the non-dual stuff about there's only one and who's to forgive, and I've said that myself in flippant moments. But what I'm talking about now is in a real practical way. The spirituality that I enjoy teaching and the spirituality that I enjoy living turns out to be highly practical. There's nothing particularly mystical and everything else about living in non-dual awakeness. It just isn't. This is just the way things are. And when we are looking for that mystical thing or whatever, we're probably looking right through ourselves while we're looking for ourselves. So this forgiveness, let me talk about my own self, because that's something that with someone whom I'm keenly familiar with. And I've said this many, many times in videos here. I've said it in my books. I've never hidden the fact that I was somewhat of a creep. I was a creep before I woke up. Now, not immediately before. I had been sober and been trying to be a good guy for a number of years. And, you know, and things went awry in my sobriety, and things went awry in my spirituality, and I ended up going to jail, and I was I was in shock, and I was bitter at one time. But the good news is that neither the shock nor the bitterness wore on. What did wear on was the fact that here it is. This is the way things are. And I could very easily construct a victim story if I wanted to. But so could the people on the other side. So it's noticing that I'm not right, they're not right, there's just what is. And when I came to awakening, when I came to wake up, what I discovered is that on one level, none of us can ever help doing what we're doing at any moment. At every moment, we're expressing our highest spiritual understanding. And that doesn't make any difference whether we are shooting people or baptizing people. We're doing the very best that we can at that moment. It's very hard to accept this. It's very hard to see this, but I promise you that it's true. So when I saw this, because I could see that given the fact that there was nobody home here, that there wasn't a Fred who had contrived this whole life plan and had planned on hurting all these other people and doing all these bad things and all this kind of stuff. That wasn't the way that I could see it. Then I could see it from there in too, because you have to give this thing away if you're going to take it yourself. If you're going to take it on a certain innocence, you've got to give that innocence away. And what I saw was that nobody who's ever done anything to me could have ever done anything otherwise, because they actually didn't do it to me. They just did it. See? If I make it personal, I say, well, they did this to me, but they didn't really. They just did it. They did it in their lives. They did it for their purposes. They did it because it seemed like a wise strategy for them at the time, just crazy as that is. But it's the truth. It looks like, I can tell you that I ended up living in a park as a park bum, and that I got there and had moved from the suburbs, very nice cush life, with a nice wife and a nice income and all that kind of stuff, and to move from there to living as a desperate bum in the park. And I got there by making what I considered to be wise decisions all the way. Now, mind you, I was drunk. Some of those wise decisions were not particularly wise. But I was always doing my best. Now, this is a good blanket way of forgiving ourselves. With the recognition of awakeness, that some of that will come automatically. It's also the same way, if we allow it to really permeate, we'll notice that it also comes forward for everybody else on some level. But don't think that there's not some deep digging here. There is. I got to look at these things that they've done, people have done to me. I got to look at the things that I've done with people. Recovery was very good in helping me do that with working their steps and all of that. But it's not required. You can do it. You don't have to be in recovery to get this thing. You don't have to be in recovery to use this thing. And you don't have to use the recovery methods in order to do it. What you got to do is you got to be uncompromisingly honest. So how did I do this? Because when I was in jail, I can tell you, I spent many an hour there trying to undo the things that had gotten me in jail and kind of trying to undo the way that I had been tricked to be put in jail. Trying to be smarter than I was, trying to be just a lot of things. Trying to be better than I was too, going back 10, 20, 30 years and trying to undo things I've done there. I noticed I never could do any of that. But what I could do if I accepted my responsibility in those things is that I could learn from that. I could learn, you know, that was really unskillful. And I saw this as awakeness began to expand. I woke up shortly after I started going to jail on the weekends. And I began to see that all of this had come from me. That I was the first, that I wouldn't be in this trouble if I hadn't wronged anybody, no matter what I wronged them with, no matter when it occurred or any of that. You know, the buck stopped right here. And as the buck since, and that I had to accept the fact that that's what I had done. I had to recognize that I did, that no matter what, that I had done it for my own, apparently for my own purposes, that I had just gone and done it. I mean, because I can't, it's not that this unit thinks everything out, but where the hell else am I going to point? Don't you think that it's fair to say that if this unit does something, if this unit goes in shoplifts something, should we put your unit in jail? I bet not. So these units ultimately will bear some responsibility on the relative plane. And that's what we're really talking about here, is that relative plane. I got to bear responsibility for that. I can't philosophize my way out of responsibility for the unit's actions. But I have to philosophize myself out of holding a resentment about your actions. See, because I've now got some awakeness functioning here, and I can realize that I now... can see things in a different way. And I can see that while I had no choice, I did have some sort of influence there. I never resisted doing anything that felt good. I know that. And by that same token, I got to see that there's not a weakness on their part. If you go down to a big box store like today, like Walmart or Lowe's or something like that, walk around. They're all asleep. Target. They're all asleep. Virtually everybody in that store will be asleep. If you have some awakeness about you, you'll probably be the only person in the store. It's just, that's the mechanism. That's the way it works. And if I'm going to get caught up in a resentment or anger or fear of somebody else, guess where I am? I'm right back in the dream. Because I can't actually be hurt. You can't add anything to me. You can't subtract anything from me. I don't need anything that you have. I can't be hurt or killed or any of that. That's the truth of my true nature. I see that just as clear as I see anything. So if I'm getting involved about what you did to this, I'm back in the dream. If I'm stuck in criticizing this for what it did, I'm in the dream. Accepting responsibility is not the same thing as criticizing. And it's not the same thing as giving blessing to. If I'm forgiving somebody, I'm not necessarily blessing what they're doing. I'm just noticing that that's the way it is, that it can't be changed, that they couldn't do anything other than the way what they did. And that they didn't do it to me. It just happens. It all happens. Their part is a happening. My part is a happening. All of it is a happening. So, open your heart to forgiveness, because this is what's going to show you the truth. And if you're not looking at the truth, you're not in awakeness. You're just not. And we got to make that choice. We got to have that intention. That's what I really mean by that. Not exactly a choice. But I have the choice to have the intention. I got to have the intention that I really want truth more than anything else. That includes anger, fear, resentment, or any of that stuff. So make that commitment and open up, lighten up. I wish you the best.